debating presidential immunity. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In oral arguments today before the U.S. Supreme Court, attorneys for former President Trump claimed a president cannot be prosecuted for things done as part of the job. While the government argued the Constitution doesn't provide for presidential immunity.
Justice Jackson worried about the implications of the court granting sweeping criminal immunity for all future presidents.
If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
If the court operates as it usually does, then tomorrow there will be a vote behind closed doors, a private one, and the justices then from there will begin the job of writing the opinions.
Fox's Shannon Brame in Washington. Donald Trump was not at the high court. He was compelled to attend the third day of testimony in his business records trial in New York.
And it was really an incredible day. Open your eyes. And we can't let this continue to happen to our country.
Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker testified about agreements he'd made with several people for the exclusive rights to stories about Donald Trump, which he then chose not to publish. There's been a reversal in a previous high-profile New York trial, the New York Court of Appeals overturning Jeffrey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction.
The court found that the trial judge unfairly allowed testimony against Weinstein based on allegations that were not a part of the case. Me Too advocates noted that the ruling was based on legal technicalities and is not an exoneration of Mr. Weinstein's behavior.
Fox's Kevin Cork, the last original member of the Moody Blues, has died. Keyboardist Mike Pinder and four others founded the band 60 years ago. His family announced he died yesterday at his home in Southern California. Mike Pinder was 82. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden in Syracuse today promoting an agreement under the CHIPS and Science Act to build memory chip manufacturing plants.
We're building on that commitment with a landmark preliminary agreement between my administration and Micron, a major chip manufacturer, which is building these fabs here in upstate New York.
The facility would be one of the larger semiconductor plants in the world. A panel investigating Maine's worst ever mass shooting has been told it could have been avoided. Army reservist Sean Hodgson's testified Thursday that he had texted the leader of his reserve unit a month and a half before the shooting to change the passcode on the gate at the Army Reserve Training Center and to arm themselves if Robert Card showed up there, because he believed Card would snap and do a mass shooting. Robert Card killed 18 people in a mass shooting at two locations in late October. Several hundred people turned out for a pro-Israel demonstration in New York Thursday evening, which marched past the gates of Columbia University. School still negotiating with pro-Palestinian protesters to dismantle their tent encampment on school grounds. A day after arrests at the University of Southern California, the school canceling its main stage graduation in 2 weeks.
An event which traditionally brings 65,000 people to its Los Angeles campus, citing new safety measures in place. The announcement comes after nearly 100 people were arrested on campus during pro-Palestinian protests. And after the school canceled its class of 2024 valedictorian speech over safety concerns related to her pro-Palestinian views. USC explaining in a statement, "We understand that this is disappointing. However, we are adding many new activities and celebrations to make this commencement academically meaningful and memorable," noting it will share more details Tuesday. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A curfew has been imposed tonight at the University of Texas at Austin. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.